I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
ペディブーカと踊ろう Go 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 You can sit down Big girls on
Cha-cha-cha. And this is called a blah blah cha-cha-cha. Having words to fit is true, so you just say blah blah cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. 女の秘書になって小さくなっていました。ある Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me.
Yeah! Aw, wasn't that a cute way to start the show? Of course it was. My name's Mal, this is Saki Bamagogo, and that was a cuteness overload by our gals, Petty Buka. I played from their Dancing with Petty Buka CD. I played Bittersweet Samba, Blah 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 Cha Cha Cha. One of my favorite, and actually kind of makes me tear up a little bit, Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps. And then My Boy Lollipop and Askukadara. I don't know what that means. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it means. It means hilarious. Hilarious and awesome and cute and fun. They are still touring. I think they're one of those bands that kind of the members rotate in and out of. I know this iteration I have. I also have one called, Christmas with Petty Buka? Christmas Everywhere. And that is just hilarious. I ought to play that now because right about now when you walk outside and you actually light on fire, that's when we should be dreaming about a Christmas time with a nice, cool air. It's not cool in Florida and Christmas either. It's still 900 degrees. Doesn't matter. Anyway, enough of that. Here's music that isn't me talking.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt?
Let's go. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
What? Two in a row? Have I gone soft? Have I lost my mind? Am I going crazy? No. Every now and then it's okay to back off from the screaming. Don't worry, I'll drop in more rageful, angry stuff in a minute. That was the Go Devils off of their Super Stuff album. I played Let Me In, Yes I Do, Gonna Get That Man, and Taste of Poison. Deadly Women. Did anyone watch that? I used to be cracked out on Deadly Women. It's a show about how women murder everyone, and you're like, wow, it's crazy. Although I was listening to some like a crime podcast, and it was like an FBI agent was kind of saying, you know, we're kind of getting to the point now where women are as violent and do as much murdering and horrible things as men. So that's really kind of a stereotype that's going away. And I said, good job, women. That's great. You're now as horrible as men. I think they always were as horrible as men. It's just that for a while, the country was run by older white dudes that would say things like, that woman is too, she'd never kill nobody. She's effeminate. She'd faint. And you're like, what happened to fainting? Remember, women used to faint all the time. I watched old movies. Fainting every day, all the day. Just women fainting everywhere. Now, no fainting. I don't know what happened. I guess the DNA got stronger or something. I don't know. That's not even a thing. That's not how that works at all. Weird. I did actually look it up online. It just said that because it was like socially accepted, or because it was thought you were supposed to, women often feigned fainting so as not to be thought of as mannish or something. I don't know. It's different times, man. Here's music that isn't this fainting. Don't faint during the song is what I'm trying to say, I guess? Not at all.
Well, Sinead O'Rebellion. Shock me, shock me, shock me with that deviant behavior.
That is so clever. I swear to God, you get smarter the shorter your skirt gets.
Thank you. Johnny Goddamn. Oh, whoa.
Maybe I'm new here, once born a day.
give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
A love psycho goes berserk in women and bloody terror. Remember, you can only die once in Night of Bloody Horror. Women and Bloody Terror and Night of Bloody Horror, two blood-chilling shockers on the same screen. Producers guarantee $2,000 cash to your family if you die of fright while watching Women and Bloody Terror and Night of Bloody Horror. Together, the pair everyone is talking about. Can you stand twice the shock? Women of Bloody Terror and Night of Bloody Horror. Don't go alone.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
All right, you knew it, I knew it, everyone knew it. We all knew where that was going. That was, of course, the world famous 5678s. Off of their Pretty Little Lily Can Dance No More album. I have them all on vinyl. That was Pretty Little... I played Pretty Little Lily Can Dance No More, Daddy Goes Out Jail, Oh Baby, and Space Rock Part 1. I do dig the space rock stuff. I was sadly, I hadn't been to the doctor for a lot of years. Place I used to go to, they had a doctor. I had a doctor I actually liked and got along with. He talked to you and stuff like that. And then he moved on to do his own practice because the place that he worked at was becoming kind of a fast food for doctors. Like, it's just like a real grindhouse. You're like, I go in and just, it's all about, you know, get as many people through the doors as possible. Yuck. So now I have this new doctor, and I hadn't gone for a long time because I don't like it at all. So I've started this process, and I already hate the doctor. He was just typing. He's just talking down. He's like real arrogant and like this older guy. And he's clickety, 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 click. And he's just typing in the computer, not really listening to you. And then he's just like, okay, go get a EKG and go get, you know, do all the, get, go extract your fluids at some local lab. And I'm like, I work for a living, doc. When am I doing this? I used to work second shift. I didn't realize the terror and horror that it is. If you work day shift, you can get nothing done. Nothing ever. So anyway, I walk on. I was like, look, lady, I'm here now, so get me into the EKG, which they did. So then I get a call from the doctor's office saying, oh, he wants you to go see a cardiologist. And I was like, well, what do you mean he wants? What's going on? Am I dying? Am I going to make it through the day? And she was like, no, if it would have been important, he would have told you to go immediately. So basically, and I'm not used to this stuff. So I go in and I look it up online, and it says, basically, if a doctor wants you to see a cardiologist, it's because of cholesterol or high blood pressure. And I was like, oh, well, okay, great. You know, I went in there and this lady took my blood pressure. I take it every day at home. It was high. I started taking a real low dosage of some stupid name I can't say. And now it's normal. It's like 120s over 80s, usually. Sometimes a little higher, sometimes a little lower. She gets this reading. It's like, oh, it was high. And I'm like, what are you talking? Like, but whatever. I don't understand whenever you sit down and somebody puts that like stethoscope on your arm and then like just pumps up and just makes up a number. I don't even think that's possible. So, but I digress. So now I'm in the throngs of it. If I die before the end of this show, it's probably because of a heart attack. I hope not, though. But I'm going to play some music, and if I don't come back, it should have told me to go immediately. Ugh, I hate this whole thing. And once, because I always kind of think, like, once a doctor gets you, it's like you're in jail. You're in the system. You're not, everything is just another appointment. Like, I know I'm going to go do all whatever, give him blood and other fluids. Well, then I'm going to just get some mystery phone call. He wants you to come in to talk about your results. Well, I don't. And then I'm going to, you know, because now I'm going to go to the doctor for the cardiologist. Then I'm going to have to go to talk about my urine sample. And you're like, look, man, some of us work for a living. We don't have just, hey, I'm going to go home to go talk to a doctor about some. It's I don't know. It's all bad. I and after this, I guarantee I'll figure out a way to get out of it, and I'll just never go back again. I'll just die because I just will refuse to go to a doctor again. It's real trouble. It's troublesome. Here's music that isn't troublesome. Well, it's I'm going to play something loud and angry, so it'll be troublesome to your ears if you want soft, gentle music.
So, you an artist or something?
Yeah.
You do paintings or...
Yeah, paintings.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
What do you paint mostly?
I don't know, just people and fruit and shit.
Yeah. now. We see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help! I'm being repressed, bloody peasant!
Oh, yeah. Promy's favorite. Doesn't matter. He's not on the show anymore, so play whatever I want. That was The Bat from the official The Bat Club. Oh, I know. I miss Promy, too. It was a good couple months that he was here. I think the show is a little bit better. I have trouble keeping co-hosts. I must be very abrasive. I think I'm a nice guy, but maybe they hate me. I don't know. Weird. Anyway, I played Teenage Letter, Trash, Get Off the Road, and of course, Jailhouse Rock. I always play either Summertime Blues or Jailhouse Rock, usually both, because they are literally the angriest, craziest versions of those songs, I think, in existence. And that gives me comfort inside. It makes me feel good to hear something obliterated in a musical form. Ah, oh, I digress. So, yeah, other than that, you know, with the doctor thing, just trying to keep things going. I got a car I got to get to it just seems like I have a lot of things that I know are going to cost me a lot of money. I have a car that I have to drop off at the dealer to get it fixed. That's going to, you know, dealers. Dealer's going to ring you up. And then I'm sending finally broke apart this old barber chair to get the nickel redone. And I had to drive this. I was going to have to ship it to Texas. Turns out I found a person locally here down in Sarasota who does restoration. So I'm going to take the nickel parts down there and get it re-nickeled so it looks nice and cool looking, you know. Hemorrhaging money, I believe, is what they say. And, you know, without any bonuses anymore, it's things are a little rough. What can I tell you, though? I guess, you know, what are they? First world problems. Although we are quickly losing. I think we're going to have a little bit more problems than we think with our said first world. I could be wrong, though. Maybe the gray skies are going to clear up. Maybe I just have a negative outlook on life. Maybe we'll never know the answers to any of these questions. Anyway, hope you liked all the music I played this week. Make sure you go check out Time Bomb Records online, and I will see you next week. Same bat time, same The Bat Channel.